Blog Talk Radio.
Subscribing to
our admonition to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too.
Amen.
We thank God for you actually doing it. Hallelujah. And we thank you for tuning in today. We thank you for telling somebody else about our services. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise God for you. And God bless you. And at this time, Pastor Peters, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions.
Hallelujah.
Evening. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Take out your highlighters. Take out your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. So you can write down some scriptures. Hallelujah. God may even give you some revelation on something that you even believe in God on, or something you may even need an understanding of. You want to be able to write it down. Sometimes God will bring something to you, and if you don't write it down right then and there, sometimes you may lose it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Whatever you want to use for communion elements, your cracker, your juice, your water, hallelujah, your bread, your toast, so you'll be able to break bread at wherever you are when we have communion. Hallelujah. Think of who you're going to stand in proxy for. Hallelujah. You know somebody that needs healing in their body. Hallelujah. Stand in proxy for them. Hallelujah. It's like the pastor said, we're in a new month. Hallelujah. So therefore, redo your morning calendars. 7 o'clock for morning prayer. That number is 605-475-4800. Access code 759-849-POUND.
Yes.
That's 605-475-4800. 759-849-POUND is the access code. And on Tuesdays, we have started Institute of Biblical Learning, and we have had a good time. Last night, we had a whole lot of foundation laid, hallelujah, for the Old and the New Testament. It was enjoyable.
Hallelujah.
If you mean, you may need to go out and buy a couple more composition notebooks. Hallelujah. Have one for Sunday service. Have one for the Institute of Biblical Studies, Biblical Learning.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, because what the pastor lays out on Tuesdays, you need more than one page. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and it's good. It's good learning. It's good foundation stuff that you need to know about the Old Testament. A lot of times preachers skip all over the Old Testament. No, hallelujah. Don't forget, the second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is Men's Fellowship, and from 7:50 to 8:30 is Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. You never know what our topic will be. Hallelujah. So tune in. Don't forget, the fourth Sunday of the month is when our guest speaker comes in. This month, our guest speaker will be Pastor Jason Roseberry, his congregation. Hallelujah. And afterwards, we serve a meal free of charge. So come and have dinner with us. Hallelujah. Don't forget, bring your pennies when you come and drop them in the jar. We are still assisting in building that hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. They can use your pennies. And don't forget to visit the ministry's website, rymmi.org. Go on the website and see what the ministry is all about. If you choose to donate, there's a cash app there. Hallelujah. But visit the website to see what the ministry is all about. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And I tell you, we thank God for what he's doing. And
amen.
Get the names of your family members in your mind, of those people that you want to put in the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. So we want to make sure that, you know, because somebody prayed for us.
Yes, yes.
And we want to pray for others as well. We want to pass it forward.
Amen.
Praise God. So get ready for that as well. And we want to share with you, too, that we are now registered. We finished our introduction to the Institute of Biblical Learning, and our new phase of our the Institute will start the first Tuesday in July. And if you want to register for this class, hallelujah, it's a 6-week class. So you want to register for this semester that's coming up, hallelujah, you can call, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, 410-444-5152. And if no one's available, please leave your name and your number and a brief message that you want to register for the class. It's a certificate program, so you need to find out what are your requirements to be a part of that class. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the persons that went through the introductory and foundation courses for the Institute. And they actually have won scholarships to the actual semester that will be coming up in July. So we thank God for those persons who were faithful in attending the classes that have transpired. We actually did 4 classes into 2 classes. And so it was a lot of information. And so we thank God for those that attended.
Amen.
Able to glean from the word that was shared. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not only did they get the information, but they got the revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. So at this time, hallelujah, we thank God for all of you again. And we thank God because somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on their mind. They may have heard somebody talking about us, that we were in deep stuff. And they prayed for us anyway. They had us on their mind. It took a little time to pray for us. And so when we pray for family, family does not require blood. It requires love.
Amen.
So as we play the prayer in the background, begin to put people's names into the atmosphere of blessings.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God for signs and wonders and miracles following. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We pray for, hallelujah, Pastor T.
Hallelujah. Earl.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Dominique. Danielle.
Hallelujah. Sister Angie and Mother Harrison.
AJ.
Beth and Rosalind and Ronald. And hallelujah. Minister Linda and Sterling and Red Harry and David and Scooter and Alan. Hallelujah.
Nigel.
Danya and Tiffany and Bianca.
Your Malachi.
Friends. Hallelujah.
Mikey.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Julian, Anna, Ava, and Kenny, and Little Kenny, and Stephanie, and Little Stephanie, and Desiree, and Monica, and Julia.
Oh, Julia, Tavon.
And Joshua. Little Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique, and still another Dominique, and Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and still one more Earl, and Tavon, and another Tavon, and Travion, Hallelujah, glory to God.
Juliet.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And Josephine, hallelujah, glory to God.
Oh, my own
Marjorie Mercer. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Apostle Bryce, hallelujah.
Elite
lady, Linda Smith.
Hallelujah.
Elder
John.
Prophet Cynthia, another Prophet Cynthia.
Antonio Jones, thank you.
Mr. Janice, hallelujah. Sheila from Texas, hallelujah. Corinthia Johnson, hallelujah. Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, Johnny Juan Johnson, hallelujah. Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior Junior, Raina McCoy, Senior Junior, Christine Olivia James, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elder Renola Carr. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Archbishop Marcia Abrams. Archbishop Amy Robinson. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bishop Carl Pierce. Bishop Bart Pierce. Bishop Mundell Saunders, J.R. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Lewis Wright. Pastor Viola Wright, Sister Lorena Ellison, hallelujah, hallelujah, go to Kimberly, another Lorena, and Danielle, hallelujah, and Evelyn, hallelujah, hallelujah, Tamara, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, Pamela, and another Pamela. Jeffrey and Maria and Tanya and Calvin and Robin and Kat,
yeah,
and Bob, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. Judy Smith and Matt Nancy and Darlene and Gary and Joshua, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glenda Blanchett, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith Samuel, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Annette Gordon, hallelujah. Ruth Sager, Ruth Hairsign, Steve Hairsign, hallelujah. Harry, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Signs, wonders, and miracles follow, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
For the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We honor you today, O God.
Bless your name, God.
We glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done already, what you're doing.
Amen.
And Father God, at the end of this next lesson, the voice you will hear, and the voice that all the listeners will hear, really, none other than Pastor Petersburg with the Children's Corner.
Hallelujah.
Today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of a mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah! Salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God. salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Our Lord
God
Almighty, salvation and glory.
Job for you. But you know what? God didn't forget you.
Hallelujah.
God got your number, and God knows just what you want, and he knows just what field or what career you want to go into. And tell the Lord that. You don't have to wait until you get in the 12th grade to start in a job towards a career that you want. You can start now. Start in the 9th, the 10th, 11th, 12th grade, 11th, 9th, 10th grade. Hallelujah. God can open a door. Tell God, Lord, I want the doors open. James 3:5 says, the tongue is a small member. But you know what? You can use that small member in your mouth to put some direction in your life. And you can even tell God, Lord, I know what I want, but I don't know where to go. I don't know who or what connection to go to make or whatever. Don't you know God can direct your steps? Speak it out of your mouth. Psalm 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Hallelujah. That's why you have to watch what you're saying out of your mouth. You know what things look like, but we're not talking about what things look like. You know what you wanted to be. So therefore, you speak only what you wanted to be.
Hallelujah.
Put those words into the atmosphere. Say, Father God, I thank you for the job that you blessed me with. I thank you for the career that you passed, you set me on. I thank you, Father God, for the right connections. And watch God do it. Watch God do it. But don't expect to plant the negative seeds in your garden and expect a positive harvest. Speak the right words. Speak the words out of your mouth that you want to see grow. Hallelujah. Matthew 12:37 says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So what kind of words are you going to speak out your mouth? What you want or what you, how things look? We know how things look. We ain't talking about how things look. We are talking about what we want God to do, what we know God is able to do. Stand on the word of God. Because you know that your Father in heaven knows the meditations of your heart, knows the desires of your heart. And he said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. So why not tell him what you want? He already knows what's in your heart. So speak it out of your mouth. Speak it out of your mouth. Give God his word back. Lord, you said. You said you would give me the desires of my heart. And Lord God, I would love to have a job, Lord God, that can set me on my career path, Lord, working around nice people, sweet people, godly people. That's possible too, y'all. God can even set you in a godly atmosphere with godly people. People that's going to be speaking the things that you don't want to be around, that your parents don't want you around all day. You don't want to be in the atmosphere when you get home at night, you feel like you got to wash your ears out because there's so much garbage and junk was being talked about. Or when you get home, you feel like you got to just take a bath. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Tell God what you want. Tell God, Lord, I don't want to have to go a long ways to work. Lord, I read a story this week, and this young lady, she had to commute for a long distance to go to work. And she said, Lord, I am tired of this commute. And she used to go past this shopping center. And she said, you know what? I would love to work. And Lord, I don't want to have to, one day, I don't want to have to go any further than this shopping center. And don't you know, when she got to work, the next day, her boss came to her and said, told her that her job was wiped out. Her position was no longer needed, and she packed up her stuff. You know, and she put in a resume. She was designing another job, and about a week later, she got a call, and she was offered a job. And she said, "Well, may I ask where is this job? Where is the the name of the business doesn't sound familiar. And they said, well, you know that shopping center on such and such highway? She said, yes. They said, it's right across the street from that shopping center. God gave her just what she asked for.
Hallelujah.
That blew her away. I was like, oh, my goodness. She told the Lord, God, I'm tired of this long commute in the mornings, hustling, busting through the traffic, and then in the afternoon, Lord, I would love to have a job where I don't have to go any further than this shopping center right here. And then when she got to work, don't you know, she was found out that her job folded up, and when she got a phone call, her new job was right across the street from the shopping center. That was God. God can do things like that, y'all. He hears our humble cry. He hears our hearts cry. So why not tell him? Why not tell him what you want?
Hallelujah.
Down to the very detail. Hallelujah. Young people, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above it. He loves you. He cares about you. He cares, and he loves you. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Deals with the alphabet. If you write out the word It deals with the alphabet from the beginning to the end. In other words, it's ascending order. Okay. What would that number be?
Would it be the number 40?
Yes. How did you know that? I mean, infinite numbers, 40 is the only number that ascends the alphabet. F-O-R-T-Y. Try any other number. Spell it out. It won't be that way. So, you are the answer person. My goodness. You've almost left me speechless, and you say, oh, that's a remarkable feat. Praise God.
That doesn't happen often.
Yeah, go ahead. My goodness. I'm just flabbergasted right now. Anyway, what time is it, Pastor Peaches?
Holy Communion time.
Well, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get myself together on this one, though. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. The scripture text is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, in verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm going to try to key up this, the selection that we will be playing, if I can find it somewhere up in here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the meantime, saints of God, get those people's names, that people that have never told you to pray for them, or people that you know that you need to stand in prophecy for. If this is a meal that heals, God can heal these people, whoever's lives that you know that they need a healing. They know that you know they may have gotten a negative report from the doctor, or even their child is in trouble. Their child needs a touch from the Lord.
Amen.
These people put that you can stand in prophecy for them.
Amen. That's right. This communion, Holy Communion, is the meal that heals.
Amen.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I lift up the element, the Holy Communion right now.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless and anoint and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, in the text on today, it says to examine yourselves. And Father God, ever since we were a little child, when we were told about Holy Communion, we started thinking about what we need to ask God to forgive us for. And so we do that, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are Jehovah's Witness. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. And Father God, again, your word says to examine yourselves. And Lord, we do that. We comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And your word helps us do that. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5. Hallelujah. It says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1, 14. Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23, hallelujah. 19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. On the same night the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread.
We take the bread.
And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you.
Thank you.
Do this in remembrance of me.
In remembrance of you.
Let's eat together.
We take this cup and remember your blood.
Thank you, Lord.
For us, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. And every time.
Lord, we thank you for our healing already. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Satan 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the spinning system, the genital system, integumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now.
Hallelujah.
All over the world right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100. Your word says that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night, once the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's sing
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. Hallelujah. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood.
And every time.
So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our acceptance and faith, our forefathers and failure. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every church against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vector in Jesus' name. We call down the fire of heaven on every church against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vector.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor
shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, clean, clean spiritual kingdom machines.
We know
who we are from God's perspective.
And we're not
intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens.
The
five-fold ministry gifts. The gifts of the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and
forever.
In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Jude 1, verses 24
and 25. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For Holy Communion for today.
Yeah.
We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Father.
We remember you, oh God.
For your healing. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Barry.
Well, bless God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
The word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
We praise God. We praise his name today. Hallelujah. Father, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word.
Thank you.
I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground.
Mm.
And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength that I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, oh God. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Heal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let your harvest and your anointing, hallelujah, break forth on the right hand, on the left. Give 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Touch to these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we say, if you know this right now, that you're already defeated in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Father God, we give you the glory and give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Siri, play Carlton Pearson.
Hallelujah.
Carlton Pearson now playing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand in this honor tonight, everybody that can get on your feet. To him who sits on the throne and I declare. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords,
oh, yes.
We bless you tonight. Everybody lift your hands, sing for a moment, come on. Let's lift it up to him right
now. Use your prayer language. Bless the Lord with our prayer language today. Lord, dialogue with God right now.
Oh,
in and out.
Right.
Knock down an elderly person.
Right.
and snatch their purse or their wallet. But you will be tempted to do something right at the wrong time. I need to say that again, because some of you it just went over your heads. You will not be tempted to rob a bank. You will not be tempted to carjack a car. At least you won't act out that temptation, I put it this way. You won't be tempted to knock down an elderly lady and snatch her purse or rob an elderly gentleman and take his wallet.
Right.
But I got to tell you this. You must understand that you will be tempted to do the right thing at the wrong time. And when you do the right thing at the wrong time, you're out of God's will. Woo! I need to say that again so you can hear the words that's coming out of my mouth. You will be tempted in your Christian walk to do the right thing at the wrong time and thus be out of the will of God. You say, what you talking about, Pastor? For just a few minutes, I want to share some thoughts on the subject. Almost right is not good enough.
Amen.
Almost right is not good enough.
Amen.
For your quartet, and they used to sing a song, 99. No, it was the Word Singers. 99 and a half won't do.
Right.
Almost right, brother, is not good enough.
Amen.
Almost right, sister, is not good enough. In order to be where God wants you to be, that's in his will, you got to be right. You need to do right at the right time. Can you give the addresses right now, the scriptures for tonight?
Yes. 2 Corinthians 11:14, Ecclesiastes 5:4-6, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, John 4:24, John 14:6, Psalms 119, verses 105 and 130.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let me give you another analogy. You're the engineer of a train.
Yes.
The engineer of the train is supposed to be up there in the engine place. Is that right?
Right.
But if your train is not on the track, you're in the wrong place. Your whole train is in the wrong place. Because you've got to keep your engine on the track.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of people supposed to be picked up at the station. But you're not on the track. You're off track.
I'm going nowhere.
You are not going. Any of you have seen a railroad train, a real railroad train, running down the road or street off track?
No.
Raise your hands. Sis, put your hand down. You know you've never seen that. Brother, you know you never saw that. Excuse me. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got to stay on track.
Amen, amen, amen.
You say, well, give me an example of doing the right thing at the wrong time. You say, well, you heading the program to feed 400 people. Excuse me. You got the keys to the facility.
Mm-hmm.
You on your way there. But on your way, this lady and her little child, they need food and they want you to take them to a restaurant to get them some food or to a grocery store to get them some food. Now remember what I said. You will not be tempted to rob a bank, carjack a car, knock down an old lady, but you'll be tempted to do the right thing
at the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
Amen.
There are 400 people waiting for you to get fed. But you stop because it seems good to you to feed this lady and her child because they need food, and that's true. And I know somebody said, well, what would Jesus do in this instance? Didn't he leave the 99 and went and dealt with the one? Yes. But he left the 99 near some water and some grass where they can kind of stay put. He didn't leave them in the woods. He didn't leave them in the desert. He didn't leave them without water. He didn't leave them stranded with wolves and bears sneaking up on them.
Praise God.
You said, oh, Pastor, this is kind of rough. You mean I should ignore them? No. You should, you don't have to ignore them. There used to be a song, come along with me to my father's house.
Amen.
Open up your car and say, come on, get in here, quickly. I've got to be someplace, but you can come with me because I'm feeding the hungry. But if you stop, I just need to go to the grocery store. I just need to go to a restaurant. You can't do that. You say, wait a minute, that don't sound right. It may not sound right to you. But the word of God says the just shall live by feelings.
Faith.
The just shall live by emotions.
Faith.
Okay. Let's get to the first scripture.
2 Corinthians.
Because I done lost some of you, but you need to sit down, keep quiet, and listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Because every time to do something that's right at the wrong time is wrong. I need to say that again. To do something right at the wrong time is wrong. Because anytime you're out of the will of God, that's wrong.
Amen.
Well, you say, that's his permissive will. Where in the world do you have, you see that? Show it to me. Call me up on the phone and show me where it talks about his permissive will. Because as far as I know, God got one will, his will. Then you got your will. Then some of you got using other people's wills. Hallelujah. That first scripture, when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, read that.
2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Read the next one.
The next verse or the next scripture?
Next verse.
Okay. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work.
Folk, the devil will present situations will look like it's the godly thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the godly thing to do. Because you see the glow. And you're thinking about, boy, I'm going to get another notch in my crown because I'm feeding the hungry. There's 400 people waiting for you. Now, you can take that mother and her children to the grocery store if you want to. You can take them to the restaurant if you want to. But you're going to be out of the will of God. And God, you put your word out there. I will be at such and such, at such a time, because I'm a leader. What do leaders do?
They lead.
You're dealing with sheep. Can you drive sheep? Have you ever seen a sheep herder standing in the back of a bunch of sheep driving them? You can drive cattle. You cannot drive sheep because they go all willy-nilly, all over the place. You have to lead sheep. You lead by leading. Hallelujah. You lead. Hallelujah. The Lord is your shepherd. He leads you beside the still water. He didn't drive you to the still waters, did he?
Nope.
You want to be like Christ? You're a leader. You got the keys. Folks waiting on you. The folk, mother and the children, don't want to get in to go with you to the church. God bless you. I see you on my way back. I'll bring you a couple of plates.
Amen.
You don't want to put your word out there. Hallelujah. And not fulfill a vow. Because you done vowed to God and to some other folk that you're going to be there with the key so they can prepare and feed 400 people. You will not be tempted to rob a bank. You will not be tempted to carjack a car. You will not be tempted to, hallelujah, knock an elderly person down and steal their purse or their wallet. But again, I need to say this. You will be tempted to do the right thing at the wrong time. But what about them? God will always provide, and even for them.
Amen.
Open up your car. Say, come on in. He said, well, my car's full. You give them some money and say, here's the money. Here's the address. Meet you at the church. We give you a whole grocery bag full of food. But you keep us stepping.
Amen.
Stay in the will of God.
Amen.
Don't you dare be moved by your feelings.
Amen.
Or who's this? I'm gonna get another medal because I done stopped by the road and I done prayed with this person or I'm on my way to a speaking engagement. And I stopped by the road and I took a half an hour to pray with this friend. Fantastic. Take them along with you.
Amen.
Don't do the right thing at the wrong time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The enemy as a roaring lion. I think it's 1 Peter 5:8. He's seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to get you off track. He's trying to get your train off the track. Because you ain't going nowhere if you get off track. Is that right?
Amen.
I'll go to the next scripture. The next address I got there.
Ecclesiastes 5:4-6.
Okay, go ahead.
When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hand?
You gonna mess yourself up and the legacy of love, the legacy of excellence, by doing the right thing at the wrong time. But you don't know, they had a problem. You name one person who's still alive that doesn't have a problem. Name one person that's still in the earth suit. I don't care if they're 1 or 100. If they're still in the earth suit, they got a problem.
Amen.
You are not to be led by your feelings and your emotions. Your feelings, your emotions are like the tail that the dog wags.
Thank you, Jesus.
It feels comfortable. Oh, I helped this person. Oh, I helped that one. I prayed with this person. I prayed. But did you do what you promised you would do? I'm going to be a leader. I got your back. And then we look for you and can't find you. Well, I was about my father's business. But one of the things that this scripture just said if you make a vow and you don't keep it, God calls you foolish, and he says that it's a sin to not keep your vow.
Amen.
And then he said he's going to destroy all your works.
Yeah.
Check yourself, baby.
Amen.
Sir, I don't care if it'll look good on your resume, but is it the right thing to do? God, is it in his will right now? Because if you promise, you promise. That's a vow.
Amen.
And see, I ain't going to say it like God said it, because God can talk. His conversation is kind of rough sometimes. He called you foolish. He called you a fool to make a vow and don't keep it. You're a fool. Why he says you're a fool or a foolish? Because it's going to lead to sin. It's going to lead to your stuff that you don't build up, Lord, is going to be destroyed. And then you wonder why stuff happens the way stuff happens. Because you don't keep your word. Put on shakara the bashata. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me another scripture. Hallelujah.
Romans 1:17.
Now, okay, don't stop reading yet. I'll tell you when to read. Again, your emotions, your feelings, they are important, but they are highlighters. They're not direction pointers. They highlight what's going on. They are not to be used as a guide in your life. Paul, this scripture, go ahead and read that scripture now.
Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As is written, the just shall live by faith.
The just shall live by feelings?
Faith.
The just shall live by foolishness?
Faith.
And when I say foolishness, it's a vow and don't keep it. The just shall live by emotions?
Faith.
The just shall live by what others say?
Faith.
Read the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Galatians 3:11.
Go ahead.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I gotta find it. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:11 says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
Somebody said, well, weren't we supposed to feed the hungry? Hallelujah. You have to have faith that God got you on the right track. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by. The enemy is seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. He's running around the roaring lion. He's trying to get you off track. He's putting rocks on the track. He's putting all kinds of stuff to waylay you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He wants to get you out of the will of God. Again, almost right is not good enough.
Amen.
Pastor Peaches, I want you to say this. Almost right.
Almost right.
Is not good enough.
Is not good enough.
Let's do that again. And I want you out there in radio land to say the same thing. Almost right.
Almost right.
Is not good enough.
Is not good enough.
Learn to be about your Father's business.
Hallelujah.
Learn to be led of the Spirit.
Amen.
Read the next scripture.
John 4:24. God is a spirit.
Come on now.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
You got to flow in the spirit. Carnally, you see somebody got a baby and they're hungry, you want to stop and feed them.
Amen.
If that's not what God had intended for you to do, you're doing the right thing at the wrong time.
Amen.
You say, well, what about the Good Samaritan? The Good Samaritan stopped because somebody was injured. And you can do that. You can stop, call 911, get some first aid, and get to stepping.
Man. Amen, amen, amen.
You don't have to be there when the EMTs come.
Amen.
Do what you can, but keep your word to God. Let God be true and every man be a liar.
Amen.
Everybody that look like they injured ain't injured.
Amen.
That's how they used to rob people.
Yes, yes, yes.
They make pretend they're injured and you get out of your car.
Yep.
And stop and go over there. Next thing you know, you've been hijacked.
Carjacked. Yep.
Carjacked, hijacked, all that other kind of stuff.
Yep. and it's still doing it today.
Be led of the Spirit. And I'm not talking about a spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Don't be moved by your flesh, your feelings, and your emotions.
Amen.
You say, but wouldn't God want me? God wants you to stay in his will.
Amen.
And how can you know it's the will of God for you to do something or not to do something? How do you know that what I'm doing may be the right thing, but at the wrong time? Well, I shared some scriptures already, but go to another scripture.
John 14:6. It says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Following Christ, he's the way, will lead you to the truth of the matter. Because the word of God is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 19:13 says, Jesus is the word of God. Go to the next scripture.
Psalm 119:105-130.
Okay, let's read 105 first.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
A lamp unto your feet. He will let you know, okay, where you are. Are you in his will or not? His word will tell you that. And if you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you will get an answer from the Spirit. Something's not right about this.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You've had a situation where you said, something's wrong with that picture. The Holy Spirit will tell you the same thing. There's something wrong with this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Get the step in. There's a trap the enemy is trying to set.
Amen, amen.
Get the step in.
Yeah.
Because almost right is not good enough.
Amen.
There are a lot of people who did it twice. They voted for somebody because he was almost right. Talked about abortions. Talked about against gay rights and stuff like that. And same-sex marriage and stuff like that. God's against that. God's against abortion. We know that. But you know something that these folk fail to understand is that God gives you choice. It would be good that we had a Christian country and all the rules came right from the Bible. And we flow with that. But God said, I want you to make up your mind. I don't hold a gun to your head. I don't hold a hammer to your head. And Jesus said in Revelation, he stands at the door and knock. He'll give you choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to choose. So a lot of would-be, they're foolish Christians, voted for an immoral person who talked against the tenets of Jesus Christ, but they did say, he did say that he was against abortions and against gay marriages. But guess what? Almost right is not good enough.
Amen.
Pastor Peaches, can you read that to me? Almost right.
Almost right.
Is not good enough.
Is not good enough.
See, I like what God said in his word. He said,
hallelujah.
Call right, right, and wrong, wrong.
Power off.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We got to live in the Spirit, y'all.
Amen.
Not living our emotions.
Amen.
living out, be moved by our feelings.
Hallelujah.
I feel like I should have done this. Or if I see somebody on the side of the road, I will stop no matter where I'm going. You better check your Lord out and God and all some things. Is that what it's saying? And all is God and some things?
All things.
Because the enemy will act as a an angel of light.
Hallelujah.
He'll show, he won't let this person be behind something where nobody can see it. This person that get you off track will be sitting in the medium set so you can't miss him and the children.
Hallelujah.
So it can stop you from doing what God wants you to do.
Praise God.
Do not fall for the okey-doke of the devil.
Amen.
Read another scripture.
That was your last scripture. We're out of time.
The last scripture.
We out of time. Hallelujah.
We out of time?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Okay. Again. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Almost is not good enough.
Amen.
You will be tempted, I believe, more than one time in your walk with God to do the right thing at the wrong time.
Amen.
You make sure that you check with God before you get to stepping to do anything that may seem right, but it's at the wrong time.
Amen.
Because you're out of the will of God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, for all of you, Pastor Pieces.
Hallelujah.
After I pray, I'm going to have you take over. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. And just say what you got to say, say what you can say. I don't know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you for the word today. We thank you that it's an indelible mark on each and every listener that almost right is not good enough. And we need to understand that the safest place in the whole wide world
in the will of God. Hallelujah.
It's in the will of God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Don't say that up or shout that up, whatever. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. God bless you, love you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless every hearer tonight in Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Signs and wonders and miracles follow. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'd like to drop us a line, please, after the broadcast goes off, feel free to call us at 410-444-5152. If you need the scripture that we had tonight, you can send a text to 443-416-1201, and I'll send you those scriptures. Hallelujah. Don't forget, join us in the morning for morning worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That number in the morning, 605-475-4800. Hallelujah. Access code 759-849. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Your name is the same. When my troubles surround me, I didn't have to despair. Lord, you told me that you'd be right there. It seems like all my problems had just begun, but I didn't have to worry no more. They already was. Call him your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.